The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Páraí Corcoran, I'm delighted to have you in the studio.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning,
and fit and well you're looking. Now, people will be calling us from time to time about unsightly walls and what to do. With a climber.
Yeah, and absolutely. And there's such a wide selection of climbers available. I think some of the evergreen climbers in particular, like the evergreen ivies, evergreen Virginia creeper, evergreen clematis, are terrific for covering walls. It saves you having to paint. And on my garage wall at home, I've got a beautiful variegated ivy that the birds use at this time of year for nesting. So The birds are nesting in the ivy. I trim it at the end of the summer and it's absolutely fantastic.
Now, some people will complain they think the ivy is making incursions into the pointing of their brickwork and so
only
on.
Only if the brickwork is weakened already, Pat, or there are cracks there already. Ivy is very surface rooting. You do need to keep it trimmed and tidied, but a great time of year for planting climbers in general, and the soil conditions at the moment with a little bit of heat and a little bit of moisture we've had are perfect for planting all plants at the moment, but especially climbers.
Just generally speaking, before we go on to the specific questions, has this been a good time for people growing? Because the farmers needed more sun and they needed a bit of wind and a bit of rain.
Well, they've got that in the last 2 weeks. If you think about it, the soil conditions certainly have dried up. We've seen in the garden centre business a huge interest in people going back to growing their own potatoes and their own vegetables because of the media, because they're fearful that there'll be no potatoes to be purchased later on in the summer. So huge interest in growing. Great gardening weather for the last 10 to 14 days. So people are back out in the garden. And I think the farmers will be happy as well because the ground is certainly drying up. Yeah.
And even if you have a balcony, a grow bag for your
grow
spuds.
Bag, window box for your herbs, salad crops can be grown in window boxes. I mean, there's no excuse. A huge amount of edibles can be grown in pots and containers.
Now, the question's already coming in. Could you ask Páraic to recommend a fast-growing evergreen creeper for an east-facing plaster wall? I'm looking to cover one external wall on my home with foliage. It needs to be potted as the path below is
not
concrete.
A good idea putting climbers into pots, Pat, because even using very large containers, the roots are going to be restricted over time. My advice really is to cut the path neatly, take out the rubble, put in the topsoil. Once you've planted your climber, you can re-concrete around the base of the root of the climber right up to within 6 inches. So get the soil preparation done really well because that determines how well the climber is going to grow in the first place.
Yeah. Now, you do want the roots to be watered with rain, so you leave a little bit of space.
Leave a little bit of space, yeah. 6 inches on either side of the root would be perfectly fine. But the soil preparation is critical. In terms of evergreen climbers, you've got the evergreen Virginia creeper, which is extremely fast growing. It'll put on 10 feet of growth per year, keeps its foliage 12 months of the year. Colours in the winter, really nice plant. Or evergreen clematis, there's a lovely one that flowers at Christmas called Winter Bell. Beautiful variety. The two of those could be mixed together.
I was wondering if I need to protect my 12 tomato plants from blight, and if so, what treatment should I use?
So we've had a number of, Met Éireann have issued a number of blight warnings, potato blight warnings, and of course tomatoes are in the same family as our potato. So yes, they do, particularly if they're exposed to any dampness. When you're watering tomatoes, particularly in tunnels and greenhouses, water the soil, not the plant, and hence you'll prevent blight. So if the tomatoes are out of doors, certainly treat them with the potato blight treatment. If they're indoors, they'll be perfectly fine.
My shrubs and hedging have lots of fresh new growth all of a sudden. I'm delighted to see them so healthy. Should I feed them with any particular plant food? And is this the time?
It is, certainly. And plants are actively growing. So all garden shrubs, particularly after the winter we've had, will benefit from a granulated tree and shrub fertiliser. Something like the Osmo Pro 6 would be ideal. Apply it now. Apply it again in the middle of June and again in July, because plants are actively growing at the moment. And you'll see it in your own garden. A huge amount of new growth after the little bit of heat. So feeding is important.
I was wondering if now is a good time to plant some trees. I have a new garden lawn and I'd love a selection of medium to large growing trees with a bit of colour during the different times of the year.
Okay, not only is it a good time, it's an excellent time, Pat, because the moisture levels in the soil at the moment are absolutely perfect. They have dried up enough to work the soil. So great time of year for selecting trees and planting trees, and a beautiful time to go into the garden centre because the trees are in full leaf at the moment. In the winter months, they're hard to distinguish between one tree and another. So variegated maples would be lovely. Some of the large
acers,
the acers, the big Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous and they're very colourful. And foliage trees for me are better nearly than flowering trees because you've got the colour in the spring, summer and autumn. And particularly with the maples, they colour in the autumn as well.
And some people want evergreens, they want foliage all year round. But you've got to bear in mind winter light.
You do, and winter winds as well in particular. There are some evergreens like eucalyptus that you could choose from, or evergreen holly or evergreen oak. But deciduous trees, I also think they tell us about the seasons. The trees, the leaves fall off in the autumn, they come back in the spring, beautiful autumnal colours. But in general, a great time to plant trees.
I have a contorted willow for 18 years, but in the last two or so years, I've noticed it gets very little living leaf. It's a tree I inherited. I'd love to keep it or perhaps grow another one. Any tips?
What a beautiful plant. So this is the contorted willow. As the name suggests, the branches actually going in a spiral and lovely for flower arrangers in particular. An easy plant to grow. It may be suffering from a little bit of fungus disease, particularly as we go into the summer months. Rust in particular affects willows. My advice is really to prune it back, cut out any dead wood, any damaged wood, give it a feed, encourage it to grow and give it an application of fungus clear later on in the season. That'll keep any of the diseases off the willow. But it is a relatively easy plant to grow.
I've always had a problem with carrot root fly on my garden, carrots and parsnips. They destroyed my crop last year. Any suggestions how to prevent that this year?
Okay, well, as they do, so the carrot root fly is, as the name suggests, it's a little fly that lays its eggs at the base of the carrot that cause tremendous damage over the summer months. You can sow varieties that are resistant. There's one called Resistafly or Fly Away, which are quite effective. Also the use of Garlic Wonder, which is a garlic juice. I find that very effective. You simply mix it in water, apply it from June onwards, about every 2 to 3 weeks, and the flies dislike the flavour and taste of garlic and stay away from the roots. And it's environmentally friendly as well.
I want to dig up my weed-riddled front garden and relay it with fresh-bought rolls of grass. Are there any do's and don'ts? How should I prep the soil before laying this? And is there an optimal time?
Well, now is actually an excellent time, particularly with the soil, the way the soil conditions at the moment, for laying new turf or reseeding new areas. You can hire a sodder machine, which actually cuts off the top of the surface of the lawn, which would be the ideal tool to use rather than digging the soil. So I would get a sodding machine, remove the existing grass, simply put, rake the soil over, put down some preceding lawn fertilizer, and then lay the new turf over the area and firm it down. Keep it well watered if we do get dry weather. Apart from that, it'll be absolutely perfect in 6 weeks.
I love summer flowering hydrangeas, but find the pruning of the mophead types tricky. Mm-hmm. What other type of hydrangeas can I consider? Something easy to prune, but plenty of blooms and colour in the summer.
Okay, so there are a range of hydrangeas called the paniculata family. They flower on new wood, very similar to roses, the way roses come into growth and produce their blooms. The paniculata family of hydrangeas flower on current wood. So whatever growth they make this year, they come into bloom. You're looking for varieties like Phantom, Vanilla Freeze, Whims Red, which is a lovely red variety. They flower right throughout the summer, right up until October, and you simply cut them down hard in winter or early spring and they reflower again.
I'm in trouble. How far can you safely plant ornamental rhododendrons from oak trees or oak hedge so they don't get sudden oak death? I've just read about that after buying 10 plants and feared they would damage the lovely oaks. I have a large area to cover.
Well, if they're ornamental rhododendrons, Pat, they'll generally be very compact in size. They tend to be quite small and quite easy manage. Remember, you need ericaceous soil. That's the first thing. So make sure that the soil conditions are right for the rhododendrons. They will not tolerate high levels of lime in the soil. And keep them at least 3 to 4 metres away from the oak hedge. Space them. And this would be perfect weather for planting.
Could you ask Porrick if a wedding cake tree that has little to no flowers or foliage this month is done and needs to be replaced? Usually have an abundance of both by this stage, but not for the last 2 years.
Yeah, no, look, that plant is absolutely suffering, Pat. So this is the wedding cake tree, Cornus controversia variegata. It should be covered in variegated leaves and flowers at this time of year. It obviously has died away.
I have an elderly wisteria that has small black oval mould looking spots, black with white edges or speckled on the trunk. Could you please recommend a treatment? That's from Clogher Head in County Louth.
So these are galls, Pat, formed by insects. They don't actually do any harm to the stem. They're unsightly, if anything. So they're little galls that grow on the actual stem of the plant. There's nothing that really needs to be done for them. A little bit of feeding with wisterias at this time of year. They're beautiful at the moment.
I want to get my husband a tree for his birthday. Thanks very much. What would you recommend? We have a big garden with plenty of space. Would like something that will grow fairly large.
Okay, well, maybe a native Irish tree, Pat. Something like the lovely Sorbus aureolutescens, which is the white beam or silver beam, which is in beautiful leaf colour at the moment. That would be very spectacular and would look equally spectacular at this time of year every year. But there's a wide selection of trees at the moment. Some of the mountain ash would be lovely as well. Maybe again, some oaks. It depends on the level of space. A liquid amber would be nice as well. There's a wide choice.
Now, this is a question, but it could apply to many people as well as our questioner, Jean. I'm heading away for holidays for 3 weeks in June. What are the essential jobs to do in the garden before I go to keep things healthy and under control while I'm away? Also, the same question for houseplants.
Okay, so in terms of houseplants, this is the time of year for repotting houseplants. We start to liquid feed them and look after them. If you're away on holidays, leave them sitting on some damp newspaper or some damp matting, and that'll help to keep them moist during that period. In terms of the garden, obviously keeping the weeds at bay in particular, certainly the week before you go out and hoe off any weeds that are there. Water any plants that are in pots and containers. Generally speaking, plants in the ground are perfectly fine unless we get a really dry period. So there's no need to do anything with those. And in terms of feeding, feed your plants just before you go on holidays as well.
Okay, maybe a last one. I got my small garden done up. Two raised flower beds, about 4 metres in length each, along with small Japanese maple tree. What are the small plants recommended? No higher than 5 feet in height. Little maintenance.
All right.
But pretty plants. Well, he wants everything. That's Rory.
And most garden plants are maintenance free, let's be honest about it. With the Japanese maple, I think plants like some of the hostas would look really well. Some ferns, particularly the evergreen ferns, would be really nice and very compact in height. Astilbes would be beautiful as well. If the soil is acidic, you could use some of the evergreen azaleas and rhododendrons. They look really well with Japanese maples. My advice on a bed like that, Pat, is to take a couple of pictures of it and bring it into your local garden centre, because there's nothing like looking at the picture sure. to recommend plants and a planting scheme.
Porrick, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for all your wisdom, Porrick Horkin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.